Welcome to the AI Update. In this episode, we dive into the electric universe of Tesla. We're breaking down a recent keynote speech by Tesla's visionary CEO Elon Musk at the Viva Tech conference in Paris. Musk once again shared his confidence in Tesla's progress towards full vehicle autonomy, a development that he believes is closer than ever. This is particularly significant as it has been the cornerstone of Tesla's mission for the better part of the last decade, and it remains the primary driver behind the company's formidable market valuation. We'll also be dissecting how his relentless pursuit of full autonomy has been affecting Tesla's partnerships, stock performance, and its expansion plans, particularly in Europe. Now, Musk's tour of Europe, filled with high-profile meetings with top officials, has sparked intense speculation about Tesla's next Gigafactory location. Moreover, we'll discuss the intriguing wealth battle between Musk and Bernard Arnault, the head of luxury giant LVMH, which is fueled in part by Tesla's stock surge. It was a crisp day in Paris. The City of Light turned the stage for an electric revolution as Tesla CEO Elon Musk took the floor at the Viva Tech conference. He stood against the backdrop of digital innovation and an audience eager for his next revelation. And with a familiar air of optimism, Musk once again pushed the narrative of Tesla's imminent breakthrough into the realm of autonomy. He said, "Although I've said this before, I think we will solve autonomy soon." Now, the words echoed around the room, drawing the world's attention to a decade-long endeavor that has long fascinated the EV industry and beyond. Now, Musk has time and time again voiced Tesla's audacious mission in the realm of autonomy, catapulting the EV automaker's brand image to unprecedented heights. Now, for the past decade, the mission of achieving AI-focused, fully self-driving vehicles has taken center stage in Tesla's vision, often leading Musk to assert confidently that the company is within touching distance of this groundbreaking feat. Now, central to this endeavor are Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving, FSD, systems. They symbolize Tesla's technological prowess, however, they fall short of the holy grail of full autonomy. They're not quite there yet, where the driver can snooze while the vehicle maneuvers itself flawlessly through traffic, and Tesla describes its FSD beta as an SAE Level 2 driver support feature. Now, this isn't close to an SAE Level 5 status that would make the vehicles truly autonomous. At the heart of this relentless pursuit of autonomy, Musk emphasized, lies the primary driver behind Tesla's formidable market valuation. He said, "The value of the company is primarily on the basis of autonomy. That's really, I think, the main driver of our value." This has, in recent time, pushed Tesla's stock prices through the roof, adding more than $200 billion in market value. And the surge in Tesla's valuation has been bolstered by notable partnerships with automotive giants Ford and GM recently. These partnerships will see the automakers adopting Tesla's NACS charging connector and accessing its supercharger network, enhancing the ubiquity of the Tesla brand. And despite these alliances, the sharpest Tesla bulls have invariably pointed towards autonomy as a lodestar guiding their positive stock outlook. Investment firm ARK Invest, for instance, has opined that the advent of an operational robo-taxi fleet, a direct implication of full autonomy, could result in a massive surge in Tesla's stock price. And as Musk traipsed around Europe, his itinerary included high-profile meetings with French and Italian officials, sparking speculation about the possible location of Tesla's next Gigafactory. And recent whispers suggest Europe may be the chosen land, with reports of negotiations with Spain coming to light. The spotlight, however, has been on France. The European nation has recently found itself firmly linked to Tesla's expansion plans, as France hopes to convince Musk to establish the next Gigafactory within its borders. Now, interestingly, Tesla's journey towards autonomy and its skyrocketing valuation have contributed to the fierce battle of wealth between Musk and Bernard Arnault, the head of luxury brands LVMH. Now, these two tycoons have been trading places as the world's richest person, and Musk has managed to claw back the lead following a rally in Tesla stocks and a concurrent sell-off in the luxury sector. Now, Musk's confidence in Tesla's progress towards fully autonomous seems unshaken, despite the electric car manufacturer's own admission that its full self-driving software doesn't yet confer autonomous status to his vehicles and still requires driver supervision. However, his optimism reverberates throughout the world, fueling the anticipation surrounding Tesla's breakthrough into full autonomy. In this context, it's intriguing to note that Tesla, the world's most valuable automaker, with a market capitalization of around $800 billion, has historically struggled to meet Musk's ambitious self-imposed timelines for achieving full self-driving capability. And the ambitious promise of imminent autonomy has been made before, and the company has consistently missed these targets. Yet the narrative remains compelling, keeping Tesla at the forefront of the self-driving revolution. And one can't discount Musk's innovative spirit and his team's dogged determination to realize the vision of the world where driving your car is useless anymore and where cars will drive themselves. And the resolve to achieve autonomy underscores the billionaire's blueprint for Tesla's future. Now, full self-driving doesn't make your car autonomous quite yet. Even though Tesla's vehicles can perform impressive maneuvers, the need for human supervision, Tesla's FSD software is yet to make its vehicles autonomous. Even though Tesla's vehicles can perform impressive maneuvers, the need for human supervision belies the term full self-driving. The nomenclature has caused some controversy, with critics arguing that it overstates the capabilities of Tesla's current technology, yet the tantalizing prospect of level 5 autonomy, where the vehicle performs all tasks without human input, continues to capture imaginations and headlines. And the financial market's response to Musk's reiterated optimism towards full autonomy at VivaTech has been pronounced. Tesla's shares rose by as much as 3%, hitting their highest level in over 8 months. This is a clear indication of the market's faith in Musk's vision. And Musk's visit to Paris did not only comprise discussions about technological advancements, though. While in the French capital, Musk found himself meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron for the second time in little over a month. And French officials are placing a strategic bet, hoping to sway Musk's decision to select France as the destination for Tesla's next European gigafactory. Now, Musk's declaration in Paris is but another chapter in Tesla's ongoing saga towards full autonomy. It underlines the automaker's relentless commitment to innovate and disrupt. And while the journey is riddled with challenges and the timeline for achieving full autonomy remains elusive, Tesla's pursuit continues unabated. If Musk is true to his word, the arrival of truly autonomous vehicles could be just around the corner. Thank you for listening to the show today. If you enjoyed the episode, please take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now, because it helps us out and allows us to continue making more episodes. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.